Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone. It's Monday. Should be about 9:30 on your dial because that's where it is on our dial right now. It's about 9:30. So good to have everyone tuning in tonight, wherever you might be. Just want to thank you for making the choice to tune into 99.5 FM, The Word, with Free Inside Ministry. First and foremost, want to give a big shout out to Mark Benson, lovely bride,
Mary.
Mary, see, I got the soundboard here. A little off cue. We're on a 1 second delay. Not sure what's going to come out of her mouth, so I got to give her 1 second delay. But thank you to Honolulu Ford for making the dream of Free Inside Ministry on the radio a reality. So just want to give
Hallelujah.
A shout out to his team over there and Danny Asau and everybody. You know, just had a real busy weekend. You know, last week, if you guys are paying attention, had a couple repeats from previous shows. You know, getting used to the schedule, you know, God has been so good. God, you know, I'm telling you guys, man, when you are in alignment for your assignment and you know that you're living for the Lord Jesus Christ, just to honor and praise his name, God is going to bless you beyond your wildest dreams.
Amen.
You know, we've got 3 weeks under the belt being a co-host in the morning on 95.5 The Fish from 5 to 9 a.m. If you are up in the morning, you know, you could always tune in between 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. at our sister station, 95.5, and you'll catch myself and Jack Waters as we bring in the morning. We start the day off at 0500, but at 0530, we have a scripture, we have a word of prayer. We start the day in prayer.
Amen.
And that's right over the airwaves, you know, and I believe if you start your day in prayer, you're going to make it through the day.
That's right.
Because you've got your mind focused, you've got you cleaned out your mind, all the opala. And you're going to go forthright, and you know that the word of the Lord has been said, and it's in your heart, and hopefully the day will be a good day. But even if the day is not a good day, we still serve a good God.
Amen.
Even if the day is not a great day, we serve a great God.
Amen.
Even though the day might be problematic, we serve a God who solves all problems.
Hallelujah.
You see, and that's why when you get your focus where you need to be, you know, that's how people get into accidents when they're driving. They lose focus of where they're at. They start looking at the ocean on the left. They look at the girl on the right. They look at the sun. They look at the moon. Boom, cracks. They went accident. But if they were to stay focused on where they were headed, they would not veer from left to right, but keep going straight down the path in front of them and be aware of any challenges and every problem in front of them and have enough time to react to that. Hallelujah. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching. Good, we haven't even gotten into the show yet. Hallelujah. The Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit be amongst us. But, you know, so it took a little adjusting in the schedule. Plus the ministry that we're doing, we're trying to reorganize our team and having a few of our other volunteers just step up to the plate because we've been grooming them. The Lord has been grooming them. The Lord has been working in their hearts. And, you know, if everyone just took a night or two, then it would allow us and my wife and myself, you know, to get some rest time because our days start really early. But, you know, we love serving the Lord, and I'm not whining, I'm shining. And I'm shining for the
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ today. Because as long as I've got breath in these lungs, I'm going to say the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
And, you know, we just had a wonderful weekend. You know, we actually were in OCCC. Well, we had Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, we had our live connections. Excuse me, for the Saguaro inmates and their families. And we see about 30 families that come down and they do a video visit. And it's always such a wonderful event that we have at the church. And they bring their children, and we play games with them, and we make them breakfast.
Well, we make them snacks, you know.
Continentals, and, you know, you have sandwiches to fellowship with food, right, Bulla?
Well, that's why I say Jesus was local, because all he did was talk, story, and eat with everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can't get you the heart till we get you the stomach with all
that's
my local
right.
brothers out there. You get the man, you get the family. Love the moms and love
Amen.
The wives, but we get the man, we get the family. Hallelujah. But you see, we also on a Saturday had an opportunity to go to OCCC. I want to give a shout out to
Module 18.
18. Auntie Ivalani was able to come with us that
Amen.
Day. Sister Ivalani.
Hey, Tracy.
And how's it, Tracy and all our brothers over there? You know, and I got to tell you, man, when you come in one heart, one mind, one spirit, one accord, I didn't say a Ford or a Chevrolet, sorry, Mark, but we're talking about Accords, but not the Hondas, just one accord. When you come in one accord and one spirit for one God, the Spirit of the Lord will inhabit that place.
That's right.
And it's just a wonderful time there. It's like we got church going on, man. We had about 45 brothers there. Just had a wonderful time sharing with them, praising the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we were blessed that evening. After that, I believe we went out to...
We went out to Cocoa Head Elementary School, and we were able to attend a service at Hawaii's Church of Aloha, Bula.
That's right, Hawaii Church of Aloha with Pastor Kainoa Irinan, wonderful family from the Big Island. And that's George and Pat Irinan, the parents. Kean Irinan was a classmate of mine from Kamehameha. And brother Jay Irinan was there. So blessed to see them. And we had actually Pastor Shannon and his lovely bride Michelle from Amp Church Maui. And you go, wow, that's the guys make the energy drink. No, that's not the guys that make the energy drink.
Although they amped up for Jesus.
But you might think so after listening to Pastor Shannon.
Amen.
Brother's out there, but he's deep. But, you know, I had school bus so I could swim with him. But, you know, never judge a book by its cover. Okay, because brother was out there with slippers, jeans, one t-shirt, and brother went deep. He went scuba. He went in on submersible that night. That's how deep he was in the Word of God. I was very blessed. We were blessed. But it's the Amp Church in Maui, and it's the Apostolic Ministries of the Pacific. So not the energy drink. It's just fueled by the energy of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, and that was Saturday evening. That's just better. And Pastor Dominic Ahuna, you know, and he's got a chance to go to Uganda with Chris Overstreet then from Bethel. And he's going to be going down there if he can raise the funds. So there's a big push. Look all over Facebook. We've got it blowing up. And Hawaii Church of Aloha on their Facebook page, they have ways where you can just seed into that ministry with Pastor Dom as he goes down there. Just a wonderful time. And, you know, I got to tell you, Saturday night, guys, I don't know where you were, but it was kind of windy down at Cocoa Elementary. It was so windy they had to postpone the carnival they were having in Hawaii Kai. And you know, I don't know what
heavenlies on earth, huh?
Yeah, there was some battles going on spiritually because as Pastor Shannon was talking, man, tree branches are flying, doors are slamming. And he says, do you guys really know what's going on out there? It's not just a storm. Really?
Really?
You know, he looks like Judge Reinhold, has the same sense of humor, but man, he can bring the hammer, man. It's like the sledgehammer with the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Looking forward to spend some time with them when we get up to Maui later in this year. But, you know, we woke up Sunday, got a chance to go down to Nanakuli Door of Faith with Senior Pastor Sally Jane Amina and Pastor Choi Lanoni with Bishop Barry Naone.
Hallelujah.
What a service we had with the saints down there. It was a service of freedom.
Traditional hymns.
We came out of the hymnals. And I'm telling you.
Hymnals. When was the last time you did service with hymnals?
You know, they said turn to 367. I said, well, who's that? You know, I had to go look for the book. But the 367 was sitting next to me. Said, oh, we're not an OCCC. We're not talking like that. But, you know, it was just wonderful. You know, not service. A coolie door of faith. And it was just a message of testimonies of God's grace, of God's deliverance.
Of those
that are incarcerated. Yes. You know, that's what it turned out to be. And we had a few brothers that was there. Give a shout out to Brother Jeff Gasper, got out recently. You know, and Brother Vince, I think, was sitting behind us. Amen. And even Bishop Barry had to share his experience. But they have even mothers and grandmothers and family, Ohana there, who have incarcerated members of their family in Saguaro and other parts of the facilities.
Could be out there right now, Bula.
You know, and just reaching out to you. If you got any relatives that attend the Nanakuli Door of Faith, know that we prayed for you in corporate prayer together for anyone who's incarcerated, lifted their spirits up and put it in petition and prayer. Into the altar to our Lord Jesus Christ. But just a wonderful, wonderful service, you know. And then, of course, you know, it's just such a busy weekend. Had a chance to get some rest. Had a wonderful lunch with Bishop Barry, celebrating all the goodness of God himself. And that night, got a chance to get up to our main church with Pastor Clayton Cohen. Want to give a shout-out to Pastor Andrew Yasuhara, who gave a tremendous message. Pastor Andrew.
First Assembly of God, Red Hill.
Red Hill. I'm telling you, Andrew. I remember when we first started attending the church almost 6 years ago. And you've grown and come such a long way, Andrew.
Amen.
And I told you, I said, the greatest communicators are the best storytellers. Because that's what Jesus did. He told Some call it parables. I call it stories.
Stories.
And when we can tell a story where someone can connect the word of God to what we're saying,
amen,
we're making progress.
That's a home run.
And brother, you hit
no
a home run.
No pun intended,
you,
but sports.
You hit the home run, brother. You know. And
tackle
you
him!
Yeah, tackle him. Yeah, you're going to live where I've been, man. And whenever it comes sports season for your kids, take a sabbatical. So when they ask you, what do you do for a living? Say, well, I'm not working right now. Because if you're going to go through the same antics that I went through and you tell them you're a pastor, you're going to bring a lot of people to Christ just for those that will pray for you that day.
Pastor Andrew, no Red Bull before you go to your son's soccer games, okay?
No Red Bull. You don't have enough body weight to drink a Red Bull.
You are the assistant coach.
But that was just wonderful, you know. But it's all about sharing the word of God. You know, it's so important to surround yourself with those of godly counsel, you know, your brothers sisters. And just a shout out to Brother Jeff. Jeff, just keep it on the straight and narrow, bro. God's got a plan for you. You know, I know you're going to hook up with Pastor Roy and do a lot of great things there. But every day is a new day. Every step is a new step. Every breath is a new breath.
And it's all about you right now.
You know, even if we step forward, one forward and two back, we're still going to end up going forward eventually.
That's
So we just stay on the path that God has for us. And it's not on our time, it's all on God's time.
Keep him in the center.
Just keep focused on God. You know, you don't need a GPS, just focus on your G-O-D, you're going to be all right. But, you know, it's just wonderful to be live again, having a live broadcast going out to all of our brothers and sisters, you know. And we just had a wonderful time in the facilities last week. So our team will still be going out, and we'll be going out, but just selectively more, because with the platform we have with the Fish in the Morning, I need to prepare for that, because it's a larger audience, and you guys can still listen to that. And we still do our job, you know, our regular jobs. We're still, you know, making our tents, you know, so that we can be blessed with our resources, so we can seed into the kingdom
of God.
And then we shoot back here in the late afternoon, early evenings to record the evening program. And then we get home, if we're not ministering, get some rest, do some studying, and then the day starts again. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Shout out to the ladies that are going into OCCC today. Sister Linda, Miley, Aho, Mele. They're rising up, and they're going to be going into the two modules in OCCC with about 90 women, Bula. It's awesome, though, that they're able to let us have a little break, don't you say?
I'm sorry, I'm drinking a Slurpee. So my throat is sore. I'm choking over here, and I'm drinking one mango Slurpee, making my tongue all twisted.
Sugar-free, Bula.
Oh, sugar-free. That's how the adjective advertises 7-Eleven. But let Lynn speak a little bit more. I got one more sip, then I'm going to roll.
Well, we're going to go ahead and start reading today. What we'd like to do is share scripture out of Ephesians. And we're going to be reading in Ephesians 4, starting with verse 17 to 32. And in the NLT version, it starts with living as children of light. And at 17, it says, "With the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity." 17, Bula.
Was that only 17?
Yeah.
So in the Jesus, so we're going to flip-flop, so I'm going to be asking her what verse, because it's kind of hard to translate what she's reading to what I got, because I got the
something,
Jesus
something.
Book, the something-something. And so mine in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, and this chapter is titled "The Old Kind Life and the New Kind Life." Amen. How many of us out there want a new kind life? Amen.
Yes, amen.
How many of us are just sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
How many of us are tired of being messed up, but we want to be blessed up? Amen.
Every day.
You see, that's what we're saying right here. The old kind life and the new kind life. Because we all had the old kind life. But it's a question of, do you want the new kind life? Because it's available to you. It's there for you. It's available. All you have to do is change a few things. And one thing you need to change is your stony heart. But anyway, I'm going to be in Ephesians 4 and 17. I like to tell you guys this, and I get the right for Sam because I had a boss's guy. Stop making jaw like that kind of peoples all over the world that don't know God. How they live, they only stay thinking stuff that wastes time. Verse 18. Mm-hmm. How far did you go?
19.
Okay, so let me keep going. Sorry about that, my brothers and sisters. They're only hard-headed, so they don't know nothing. They don't understand nothing, just like they try and foresee inside one dark place and no can. That's why they no stay close to God, and they cut off from God. Verse 19, they no more shame. They go buckle loose for do any kind of thing their body like. So they do all that kind of peel-out stuff, and they don't like stop. They only like doing more and more.
And going to 20 in the NLT. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. 21. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him. 22. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. 23. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. 24. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. 20-24, Bula.
But you guys, when you guys didn't learn about Christ, you guys never learned from Mikla that. For sure you guys went here about Christ, and they would teach you guys the true stuff that only Jesus get, because you his guys. They would teach you guys this. Don't make like how you guys was before time, when you guys don't only like do the kind of stuff that going bula you guys and mess you guys up. That only going to make you guys come all pilau inside. But let God make you guys come all new kind inside, how you feel and how you think. You guys got to start for live the new kind way. God would make that new kind life so you guys can come just like him. Then you guys going to be for real and be good and special for God and live the true way.
Amen. Verse 25. So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body. 26. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. And 27, for anger gives a foothold to the devil.
Kaden, no bulai no more. All you guys got to tell each other the truth, because we all stay just like the same Ohana now. If you guys hoo-hoo, no go do the bad kind of stuff because of that. No stay hoo-hoo. No good the sun go down and you guys still get stay hoo-hoo, you know? And don't let the devil get one chance for jam you guys up.
Oh, amen. 28, if you are a thief, quit stealing. Instead, use your hands for good hard work and then give generously to others in need. 29, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be encouragement to those who hear them. 28, 29, Bula.
Whoever steals stuff, you got to stop. Now, they got to work hard for do good kind stuff with their hands. Then they can give stuff to the people that need them. No go talk pilau kind stuff, nothing. But whenever you talk, say good kind stuff, they going to help the people that listen and make them come more strong inside. Because they need for here the kind stuff that going to do good for them.
Amen. 30. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, he has identified you as his own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. 30, Bula.
No go do nothing that go make God's good and special spirit come so inside. Because God's spirit stay in charge of you guys. And that show proof that you guys God's people. And that show that Bombay God going cut loose you guys from the power that the bad kind of stuff get over you guys.
31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you.
No make let a kind people that went had it with somebody and no like let them go. No get hot and go snap. No stay hoo-hoo. No make big noise. No talk stink. Wipe out all that kind of stuff and no hate nobody no more. More better make nice to each other. Show pity and aloha to each other. Let each other go just like God when let you guys go. Because that's what Christ will go do.
Amen.
You see, this is a very, very rich chapter. It's a very rich group of versings because this is the formula for a better life.
Amen.
This is the formula for living as a child of light right here. This is a child. This is the story of how you're going to take away from the old and grasp the new. Amen?
Amen.
Because you see, it starts right in the beginning. It says, with the Lord's authority, I say this. Whose authority? The Lord's. Who is the Lord? The ruler of all, the creator
the
of all,
God.
The Yahweh, the you know, he's the Alpha and the Omega. And he's just telling us our minds are full of darkness. We go so far from God because we've closed our minds and hardened our hearts against him. Now you think about that. How could we get a hardened heart? Well, maybe something might be anger.
Yes.
Or bitterness.
Yes. Yes. All the seeds of
or
envy.
Unforgiveness.
Yes.
Envy. Disappointment. All those things we're
sadness.
Giving.
Sadness.
Sadness. We're putting all that inside
depression.
Of it. You know, it's all these thoughts that are inside of us. But you see, we already know what we need to know about Christ Jesus. We don't need to, you know, if we were to stop tonight preaching the word, you know enough right now to know Jesus. You know, but by sharing the word, we're able to develop that relationship Amen. Even more, make it deeper, make it take a stronger foothold in your heart. But you see, it's because we renew our thoughts and our attitudes, and we have to live our thoughts out. We have to replace all those evil thoughts out of us. And, you know, I like it in verse 25, because in verse 25, when he says, Caden, no bull lie no more. All Amen. You guys got to tell each other is the truth, because we all stay just like one same big ohana. You know, a lot of our problems are because we live in the world of half-truths and untruths. We don't live in the truth. Sometimes we think, oh, the truth's going to be painful. You know what? The truth might be painful, but half a truth is still half a lie.
Amen.
You see, there's no, it's either the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth. You see, and it says, what happens is we let the devil come into our heart, because it says, don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. And it tells you, no stay hoo-hoo, no good the sun go down, and you guys still get stay hoo-hoo inside, you know? Don't let the devil get one chance for jam you guys up. See, I like that part where it says jam you guys up, because that's what the devil comes for do. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, you know, but God has come to give us life and in abundance. You let the devil in, he gonna mess you up. There's nothing good the devil can do in your life.
Amen.
There is nothing. The word good and devil does not have anything in common. Except good, and you put riddance in the middle. You say, good riddance, devil. But you see, that's the only good you can get with the devil. Because the devil right. is here to steal, kill, and destroy. I don't know if you're going to let one burglar come in your house. I don't know if you're going to let one murderer come in your house for kill your family, for steal from your family, destroy everything you love. That's what happens when you let the devil in your heart. He's going to come after you and your kids, come after you and your wife, come after you and your loved ones. But you see, the answer is not in what you can do. The answer is what you can do with Christ who is inside of you. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You have to know that. But you have to allow Jesus to work through you and around you.
Amen. You know, my mother used to always tell me when I first got married, and it's in verse 26, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And, you know, I didn't realize that it was in the Bible, Bula, and that's the truth. For married couples, don't go to bed angry. God said it right here.
Well, you know, my brothers and my sisters, you know, it's just verse 31. If there's anything I can leave with you tonight, it's Ephesians 4:31. And I like to leave that with you. That'd be your takeaway. You can ponder and meditate on this later. Close your eyes and think about if God's really talking to you. See, it says, get rid of all the bitterness,
yes.
rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. And in my Jesus book, it says, no make like the kind people that went had it with somebody, no like let them go. No get hot and go snap. No stay hoo-hoo. No make big noise. No talk stink. Wipe out all that kind of stuff. And no hate nobody no more.
Amen.
More better we go make nice to each other. We go show pity, aloha to each other. Let each other go. Just like God went let you guys go because of what Christ went do. When they talk about what Christ went do, they're talking about what happened on the cross, on the hill. Hallelujah. Now, you know, Jesus didn't have to go on the cross, but he did because that was the will of God.
Amen.
Remember, he actually prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane if he could pass that cup, and then he said, no, Father, thy will shall be done. You know, a lot of times when we know our identity, we're going to know our destiny. When you realize that you are the son and the daughter of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Yahweh himself, when you realize who your daddy is, you're going to realize that your destiny is to share the good news of the gospel to the four corners of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Not only through what you say, but how you live. Because you might be the only Bible someone will ever read. You might be the only scripture someone will ever see. You see, do you put feet? Does your feet match your mouth? Do you put foots to your prayers? You know, anybody can talk about what they want to do, but when the rubber hits the road, are you going to be able to do what God wants you to do? Are you going to be able to be Jesus with skin? Are you going to be able to forgive someone when they're right in your face, when they just cut you off on the freeway and you're going nuts? Don't worry. I'm still working on that in my own life. Yeah, that's the pot calling the kettle black, but, you know, exactly. I'm a work in progress, you know.
Amen, Bula. You're getting better.
I know. I don't flash on the highlights and raise my hands anymore.
He's good. He's getting better.
I just mumble a lot. I tell her it's in the holy language. It's because I'm clenching my teeth. I don't know why Amen. We do that. Hurry up and wait. I'm going to see you at the next light anyway, brother. But anyway, you know, I didn't want to get off of the fact that, you know, right here in the Bible, it says, And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way we live. We have to live righteously. Because remember, it says here in the Bible, he has identified you as his own, guaranteeing, Garen's Bob Burns, that you will be saved on the day of redemption.
Hallelujah.
As long as you call him your Lord and Savior.
Thank you for that promise, Lord.
You know, our lives, we make our lives a lot more difficult than they have to be. It's not that hard, you know. It's just like when you're growing up. If you ever had raised kids, you know, it's just you draw the box. And if they stay inside the box, all is well. But if they come outside of the box, they're going to get cracks. And that's called discipline. If that's how we raise our kids, why would it be any different with God loving on us if he's our heavenly father and we're our earthly father to our kids? He wants only the best for us as we want only the best for our own children. But sometimes it takes a while for our kids to understand what we're talking about. Isn't it funny when your kids come home and they start saying something that a third party, you know, maybe a neighbor or an uncle or auntie told them?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing you've been telling them for 6 years, but they was playing deaf ear and all of a sudden, oh, you know, auntie said I should study more if I want to go to college. Oh, auntie sounds like a prophet. You know, but when they, sometimes, you know how kids are, you know, when they hear from somebody else, like, ding, the light goes off, the bell goes off inside the head, right?
Amen.
That's when we bite our tongue and we say, thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for surrounding people that are positively influencing my children's life. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, a lot of times, my brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that our life is going to get easier. It's probably going to get tougher. But through the trials and the tribulations with God, and I said, yes. With God, I said, with God, yes. We shall persevere and we will come out on the other side. Because you have to remember when we always talk about Peter walking on water and there was a big storm. Hello, who created the storm? God created
right.
The storm. Maybe the storm you're going through right now is a test.
Yes.
Maybe the storm right now is a test to see if God is going to see if you will walk out of your boat, out of your comfort zone, leave your family and your friends where you're at to follow him. And then when you follow him, will you take him back to where you came from? Will you take him back to your neighborhood? Will you take him back to your family? Because that's what Peter did. And then it wasn't until Peter did that the storms were calmed. You see, because you can get saved by Jesus anytime, but I think it's until you take him back to where you came from.
That's right.
Maybe the storms won't be calm forever, but Jesus calmed the storms. He saved you, but now Peter took him back to the hood, took him back to the boat, took him back to his boys, took him back to his family, his ohana.
Amen.
And the storm was calm. We all want to be saved, but I think we all need some storms and need some calming down in our lives.
Yes.
You know, and it's just like Jesus, he's just waiting for us to believe in him as he believes in us. We were made in the likeness of his image. And Jesus, God doesn't make mistakes, my brothers and sisters. I don't care what the world tells you. I don't care what your family tells you. God does not make mistakes. And the one thing that we wanted to leave with you tonight is you got to know that God loves you.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? You know, and we love you too, but God loves you more.
That's right.
You know, if you're tired of being messed up, let's get blessed up together, man. Let's start with prayer. Just pray to Daddy tonight. Father,
yes,
God,
Father.
Open up your heart, open up your soul, and pray for your kids, pray for your family, pray for yourself, pray for peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Tune in tomorrow night. We're going to have another live version. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.